Welcome to the Digital Cafe. I'm your host, Mario Armstrong. A few months ago, as some of you know, I decided to brave the elements and camp out in line for Apple's much-hyped iPhone so I could give you the details. Was it or was it not worth it? I'll spare you those details. And I'll tell you that Apple had recently released the iPod Touch, a slimmer, stripped-down version of the iPhone offering many of the same key features. Well, this isn't new, because we've had other gadgets that offered Wi-Fi connectivity, things like the Nintendo DS Lite and others, that would give you an internet connection. So what makes this so exciting? Today on the Digital Cafe, we have Don Willett, principal of Willett & Associates, a multidiscipline development firm based in Baltimore. Don, welcome to the cafe.
Thanks, Mario. Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming back in. So this iPod Touch, anything really revolutionary there that we need to be so amazed or so excited about?
Well, you mentioned the fact that it's got Wi-Fi connectivity, and that's, I think, one of the primary attraction issues with it. There's also the fact that it's got the Safari browser, and so you're able to actually browse web pages, look at videos. It's got YouTube capabilities, so you can go ahead and go on YouTube's site and look at their content as well.
But then there's other things that it doesn't have, right? Like Flash support. It doesn't support Flash video, which is a huge amount of the video that's
on
the web.
There's a huge amount of content that's Flash-based content. And right now, based on my tests, I don't see good performance with Flash. I don't see good support with Flash.
So where do you think things may be going? Because we're seeing a lot of applications as it relates to the internet. We're seeing Google come out with competition for Microsoft Office. We've seen Sun Microsystems. We've seen a lot of companies, Adobe now, offering software across the web as opposed to download it to your desktop. Do you think that Apple may be up to something with the fact that they didn't support Flash, and since they have QuickTime?
Well, there's a long list of things that aren't supported right now in the iPod Touch, but there is one thing that is well supported, and that is the QuickTime platform. So you're able to look at YouTube videos playing back as QuickTime content. QuickTime has its own interactive layer, very much like Flash. And in fact, if you're a Flash developer, you can output Flash content as QuickTime and maintain that interactivity. So it does make you wonder, you know, with this transition of software as a service and software being delivered over the internet, and as whether it's inside of a browser environment or offline with products like Adobe Air, where they're going with that, and is there an opportunity for QuickTime to become sort of a Flash spoiler by building these interactive applications within the QuickTime platform rather than the Flash platform?
This is highly speculative.
But
it makes sense to me a little bit, because Steve Jobs didn't come out with a software developer kit, what is called an SDK, for the phone.
No, they did not.
They didn't make it easy for people to create around it. And some would say, you know, as we've talked, that he's either an egomaniac or he's waiting for something bigger.
Well, waiting for something bigger or waiting for a platform change, there's a lot of speculation out there as to what's going to happen with the platform itself. There's going to be new Intel technology that's going to be available for mobile devices. We're looking at that at the 2008-2009 timeframe, and possibly a transition on both the iPhone and the iPod platforms towards that technology. And that may be the time that you start to see it open up to third-party development. You know, when I looked at the iPod Touch, you know, what it is now is it's a great iPod. But when you look at it again, it's what it can be. And what it can be is a fantastic palm-top platform for being able to do really amazing applications right in the Palm platform.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Don Willett is principal of Willett & Associates. I want to thank you so much for coming into the cafe.
Thanks a lot, Mario.
To obtain more information about this topic, share your perspective, or join our free newsletter, log on to MarioArmstrong.com. Thanks so much for listening.
The Digital Cafe with Mario Armstrong is a podcast originally broadcast on NPR affiliate stations WYPR Baltimore and WYPF Frederick, Maryland, with underwriting support by the law offices of Bowie and Jensen, LLC.